Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 27th day of the month of Tammuz. We continue to direct our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers to all of those impacted by the tragic building collapse in Surfside, Florida. We ask that you please keep all of those who are missing and their family in your tefillot, your prayers. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aaron Greenberg of the OU Jewish Learning Initiative on campus at the U of T, at the University of Toronto, in Toronto, Canada, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Greenberg slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Greenberg.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Naftali. It's really wonderful to be here all the way up in Canada. It's a tremendous honor. It's a tremendous zechus. You know, my friends, I want to tell you a story. It's a great story about a wonderful sage, a sage whose name was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, one day, he was quite elderly. He was getting into a car. And he was seated. The door was closed. And the driver pulled away from the curb. After driving just a few blocks, Rav Moshe, the great sage in New York City, asked the driver if he would not mind and just please pull over to the side of the road, literally a few blocks away from his yeshiva. When the driver stopped the car, the great sage Rav Moshe opened the door and he removed his hand from the door that had just been slammed on his aged fingers. The driver was in complete shock. He asked Rav Moshe, Rebbe, why didn't you say something back when the door was closed? Rav Moshe told the driver that he didn't want to say anything immediately because he would have caused the students who escorted him to the car, he would have caused him great humiliation. If the student would have realized he had slammed the door on his beloved Rebbe, his beloved rabbi, who has never been able to look at himself again. And so Rav Moshe Feinstein remained silent in that car for a few minutes, for a few blocks, just to be able to avoid having those young men feel totally ashamed. My friends, this is an amazing thing. But my question is, how is it possible? How is it that a person is able to control their automatic physiological response? How can we even do that? I think perhaps one of the messages that we've learned over the last year, year and a half, is that we are not in control of the world that we are in. In fact, there's so little that we can do. But what the only thing that we in fact can do is to learn how can we respond to many things around us. We can't control so many of those factors, but we can control how we respond to those things. We just read, actually, a couple days ago in the Torah portion, in the Torah Parsha and Parshas Pinchas, there's a verse there that, believe it or not, one of the sages say is one of the most important verses in the entire Torah, the entire Bible. And that is that you have to bring the daily sacrifice, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And what makes that statement so important? Perhaps it's because there's something about the daily constant activity and behavior. And so, if we have to understand human behavior and sensitivity, we have to truly appreciate and we have to train ourselves to become sensitive to others, You see, Moshe Feinstein does not become a sensitive person because one day he decided to be sensitive. He dedicated and he committed, I'm sure even more than twice daily, to that appreciation and sensitivity towards others. So Havdil, you know, you have that athlete. I live up here in Canada, so I can use a hockey reference, right? If you want to be able to score that goal or make that save, or perhaps you want to be able to make that incredible catch, if you want to get that hit in the bottom of the ninth inning, you need to be prepared. You need to practice. And sometimes athletes will practice hundreds, thousands of times repeatedly. So when they're in the moment, they go on automatic pilot and they know how to respond. We also have to exercise our ethical and sensitivity muscles on a regular basis so we too can become sensitive towards other people's feelings. Maybe not quite like the great sage of Moshe, but in our own way. And if every single day when we are in the store and perhaps we see that person behind us who's agitated, just let them go first. Let them pass us in line at the shopping line. Let them go. That's for 2 minutes of your day. What does it make a difference? But to them, it will transform their entire day. You'll be positive, you'll be happy, you'll take 2 minutes at the store, and you'll give someone a tremendous smile. And I think if we can think of small ways to enhance the lives of others on a daily basis, we'll be able to truly transform this world. We can often not control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond to situations. Let people perhaps pass in front of us while we are driving. Let others go before us. I guarantee you, we'll make this world a much more happier and place filled with simcha and joy. I will wish everybody a wonderful Wednesday. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm now going to recite a few chapters, a few parakim of Tehillim. Please join me. As explained, I'll begin with Perek 20, Perek Kaf. ינחה אדוני בים הצרה, יסגב לך השם אלוהי יעקב. ישלח עזרך מקודש ומציון יסדקה. יזכור כל מנחוסך ולעשך ידע שנעשה לה. יתן לך חלבבך, וכל עצתך ימלא. נרננה בישוע עצך, ושם אלוהינו נגדול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלו עצך. אתה ידעתי כי אושי אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורוס ישר ימינו. אלב הרכב ואלב הסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קוראינו. We're now going to proceed to Perek 23, chapter 23, Chav Gimel. Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo echsar. Binos deshe yarbitzeni, alme menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshavehev, yanacheni, v'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Kam ki elech begeit salam aves, lo ira ra. כי אתה עמדי שבטך משענתך, מה ינחמוני. תרוך לפני שולך נגד צררי, דשנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. We're now going to recite chapter 121, Kuf Kaf Aleph. 121, Kuf Kaf Aleph. Shir Lamalo, Sei Sainai Leharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Mim Adonai, Osei Shamayim Varet. Alitain Lamot Ragalacha Al Yanum Shamarecha Hineh Lo Yanum Velo Isha Neshomer Yisroel Adonai Shamarecha Adonai Yitzilucha Al Yad Yiminecha Yomama Shemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareach Balayla Adonai Yishmor Chami Kol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeisecha Uvo'echa Me'ata V'ad Olam. We're now going to recite Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos Yimamakim Krasicha Adonai Adonai Shim'ave Koli Tiyena Uznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmor Yach Adonai Miyamod Kimchas Velicha Leman Tivarei Kivisi Adonai Kivetsa Nafshi Velidvara Hochalti Nafshi Adonai Mishomerin Aboker Shomerin Aboker Yechel Yisrael Adonai Kiim Adonai Yachesed Vaveim Ofidus Vehu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonostav. We're going to recite the Yishabrach V'cholim at the pause. Please insert the name of the individual who has need of a refuah shlema. And it was mentioned earlier, of course, we keep in mind those individuals who are suffering from the tragic collapse in Florida and Miami. And of course, all the cholim in Philippine prayer word, our thoughts are with them at this moment. Yishabrach V'cholim, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech for your Pesach Olim. Bavur Sha'anu Nispadalim Bavuram Yitzchazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimala Rachamim Aleihem Malach Limam Ol Afosam Malach Zikam Lach Yosam Yishlach Lahem Emeira Refuah Shlema Min HaShemayim L'chol Avraham U'l'chol Gizehem V'stav Shalchu Le'Yisrael Refuah Sa'nefesh Refuah Sa'guf Ashaba V'lov Yizman Karib V'nomar Amen Achinu Kodes Yisrael עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, מקום לכם עליהם, ותפילה לרב שיודו להשבה ולאבי זמן הקריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Greenberg. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova for good, and whatever it is that we're davening, that we're praying for, should be answered l'tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi David Algazi of Havrut Yisrael in Forest Hills, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.